Let me tell you a story that illustrates how imprints in the luminous energy field inform and orchestrate our reality. I recently received a wedding invitation from a friend of mine, and it was an invitation to his fifth wedding. And I immediately picked up the phone and I told him, "Do you remember what you asked me to do to you if you ever thought of getting married again?" And he said to me, "Alberto, this is different. It's different this time. You have to meet her." And I went and I met her, and she turned out to be a brunette version of number four. And I said to my friend, "You have to stop looking for the right partner and learn how to become the right partner." And this is an example of an imprint in the luminous energy field that keeps orchestrating life situations in order to create an opportunity to heal. So an imprint in the luminous energy field will keep taking us back to the same people, to the same love relationships, to the same jobs until we learn the lesson. I remember Joseph Campbell saying to me one time over dinner, he said to me, "Alberto, if you don't learn it, you end up marrying it." And we all do. We end up marrying the spouse or the job or the life situation until we learn it. And it's better to learn it at the level of the soul or at the level of spirit than it is at the literal level in the emergency room or 10 years, two children, and one marriage later. So the important thing here, of course, is the lessons. And once we learn the lessons, we're able to clear the luminous energy field. The shaman understands this and understands that in the healing process, when you clear the imprint, you have to still assist your client in learning the lessons, in receiving the lessons, in growing. I'd like to invite you to reflect in your own life on the repeating patterns that you find yourself going through over and over again, the ones that you say, "Oh no, not again." These are an indication of an active imprint in your luminous energy field. The interpersonal conflicts that you find appearing over and over again, the places where you get stuck in communication with your spouse or with your boss or with your children or with your parents, the health patterns that repeat themselves in your life. Take a moment and list three of these, whether they be emotional or physical, repeating patterns. Take a moment and make a list of three repeating patterns in your life that you would like to change. This will give you an idea of three different imprints in our luminous energy field. Now, the difference between the psychologist and the shaman is that the psychologist will work on the time that it happened last, which the shaman understands could be version number 27 of this original imprint. And what we're trying to achieve, of course, is the complete erasing of that imprint and not only feeling better about the last time that it happened. Similarly, when we go to visit our doctors, we want to take care of the way that the flu hit us last, or the way that the symptoms appeared most recently. And what the shaman is interested in doing is clearing an imprint at the level of spirit, clearing an imprint from the luminous energy field so it does not happen again. So take a moment, make a list, and this will help you to track three imprints that we will learn in a later exercise to find within our luminous energy field and to clear.